Hey, everybody. I am speaking to you from Fripp Island, South Carolina. And it's glorious.
I bet it is glorious.
Although I think it's actually warmer there. I think it's warmer in Indy by like a degree.
Really?
Than it is here. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to warm up through the week.
Okay.
But yeah, we still went to the pool today. So.
I was going to say, you probably went to the pool. You probably walked the beach and everything.
Yeah.
Because I know you. You probably had to go to the beach.
Well, and look what I have. Look what I have.
Okay, let me see.
I have a bag full of apple slices to feed deer.
Oh, my God. You are completely insane.
Which you're not even supposed to do, but I can't help myself.
Well, of course not. Of course not.
No. Okay, so there is actual news, and we'll get to that. But first, you guys, we got an email from someone from the same neck of the woods as Daisy and my husband, Roswell, Georgia.
Where I grew up. I was actually born in Indiana, but that's where I grew up. My formative years were spent in Georgia.
Yes.
And in Roswell, Georgia. So if y'all are anybody from Roswell, Georgia, howdy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it was her name's Jill, and she wrote from Roswell, and she said she placed an order with MyPillow, and she wanted us to know how great their customer service was. I don't remember what she ordered. Actually, you know what? I probably should just look that up and tell you for sure, because people might want to know. She said, "Hey chicks, used your promo code," which by the way is
chicks.
That's the promo code, you guys.
Cheers to chicks.
That's right. So Jill wrote, "Used your promo code and purchased two pillows about 3 weeks ago from MyPillow. Unusual wait time for sure. But this morning I got this lovely email from Mike Lindell."
I cannot.
She said, "I can't wait to use my gift card to purchase a pair of moccasins. Thank you for endorsing this awesome company. You chicks rock." And then she attached like a screenshot of the email, and it just says, "Due to a nationwide foam shortage caused by the unprecedented weather in Texas and other southern states, MyPillow is having extreme manufacturing delays. And the fill is what was affected the most," because they use like these foam thingamajiggies.
Yeah.
And so they said, this email said, "We will be upgrading all orders to priority shipping, and a tracking number will be mailed to you once it ships," emailed to you. "We will also be including a $25 MyPillow gift card."
That is so sweet. And the technical term for the fill is thingamajiggies. I don't know if you guys know that, but that is a thing.
I mean, can you believe that? I mean, that's so nice for them to do that.
I actually can. I can believe it because they're that awesome. They really are. And their customer service is just the best.
Okay, just a reminder, because I'll forget and I'll get distracted. If you use code CHICKS at MyPillow.com, you can use it there to get your buy one, get one on sets of sheets or towels, or apparently like discounts on all kinds of other things. It works for like everything.
Yeah.
And you can also call at 800-875-0513.
So definitely do that. It's Easter weekend. Do it.
Do it. Okay, we got to talk about Mayor Pete because I'm like,
all right. So first we got to talk about Mayor Pete, you guys, because this is like, this guy. Okay, first of all, we're from Indiana, okay? Like the two of us, we are Indiana girls right now, at least until like she ends up in South Carolina. I go to Texas in a couple weeks, right? So we know firsthand that Mayor Pete is a complete dweeb. And he's a loser, and he can't do a job, right? Because he was Mayor Pete. And like if you've been to South Bend, oh my God.
It's a mess.
That this guy has no idea how to mayor. Okay. Like no clue. So when we look at him, we're like, they're there, little mayor.
Little
Pete.
Mayor.
Little Petey. That's sweet. So anyways, you hear about this story and you're just kind of like, well, that makes a lot of sense that he would do something like this, right?
So he is getting absolutely dragged. Now, keep in mind, he is now no longer Mayor Pete. He is the Secretary of Transportation.
Cannot.
He is part of the cabinet, which is... it's beyond insane. So apparently he wants to make it look to everybody like he's super eco-conscious, like super green, super environmentally friendly. So he made sure that there were video cameras and photographers at the ready to get shots of him riding his dweeby little bike in his dweeby little suit with his dweeby little helmet on to attend a cabinet meeting at the White House.
So he's like, on his bike. Right.
But then it turns out that there was also a local TV news station there.
Belinda, thank you. Thank you, Belinda.
Thank you, Belinda. A local TV news station was there to capture the moment just a few blocks away from that long trip he made from the White House. They were there to capture the moment that his security detail removed the bike from the back of a giant gas-guzzling SUV.
Oh, my God. Is this not everything, you guys? Is this not every single thing? First of all, I'd like to know, so this is a local TV station that captured this, right?
I had the name of it, and now, oh, here it is. It's WFMZ-TV.
Okay.
And so they are the ones that took the video of, like, a security person pulling the bike out and then giving it to Pete so he could get on it and pretend that he actually rode it from wherever it is that he lives to the White House. But he didn't. It's such a lie.
I love that TV station so much. I want to give them a giant high five and just be like, yeah, you know.
Is that not the greatest story?
Oh my God, I'm so happy today. It's the greatest. So great.
Okay, so you got to give me the details about this shooting that took place, or knifing, or something that took place at the Capitol yesterday.
It's not really, I don't really know if I have, like, all the details, especially about this guy. But this guy, I mean, he's gone now, right? I mean, he's gone.
This is the story I don't know anything about.
I think that he's gone. Didn't they kill him? Am I wrong about that, you guys? I think that he's gone. I think that they took care of him. But if I'm wrong, then tell me that I'm wrong, because I don't know the most. I don't know about that. All I know is that the guy was he was a Farrakhan supporter. I know he's from Indiana. And
everybody's confirming that he died.
I thought they took care of him. That sounds like putting an animal down. But, you know,
is that wrong?
It's not. I know. Is that wrong? I know. But so they said that he's dead. So anyways, they did take care of the situation. And he's a goner. OK, well, everybody's confirming that. All right. So anyways, I do know that he's from Indiana, which when I heard that he was from Indiana, but I didn't hear the details or anything about anything more about him other than like his name and that he was from Indiana at first. Right. And then I was like, well, God, what was the deal? Because, of course, if this were a situation where it was, a right-wing white dude, okay?
A MAGA guy.
Right. I feel like we would have known everything about the guy, within 2 seconds, and everybody's heads would be exploding on the left about who this person was, and Nancy Pelosi would be giving a press conference with Chuck Schumer, and it would be like... I would have known everything. I would have heard everything, right? We would have heard everything about this guy. But it took a little while. And then it was one of those situations where it was like, okay, well, he's a Farrakhan supporter.
And is he a black guy?
He's a black guy.
He's a black guy. That's why I don't know all the details.
Right. John Henry.
Normally this would be like everywhere, right? But I haven't heard much because everybody stopped talking about it as soon as they found out he wasn't a white supremacist.
Right. John Henry said that he's kicking it with this 40 virgins.
Wait, I thought they got 72 virgins. Is he getting gypped?
I thought they got more than 42, John. I thought they got a lot more than 40, but maybe he only gets 40. I don't know. I'm not really sure. Anyways, Mock is right. And, you know, that's one of the things that we kind of touched on briefly before we got on with you guys is that it's just what I feel like the coverage on this, I feel like this happens quite a bit, right?
Yeah.
That the coverage is a little bit skewed because he was who he was. That's just my perception.
I could be wrong. Freaking typical.
Right.
Thank you, Lara. Did we already thank Lara? I'm sorry if I already thanked you, I'm sorry, but thank you very much. And Rusty,
so generous.
Marvin, good Lord, you guys.
So sweet. Yeah, and Julie saying that social media scrubbed his accounts.
Well, why? Facebook, I did see that there was a headline from Facebook that they copped to it. Like they were like, yes, we pulled down his accounts. And maybe that's just their standard operating procedure now.
Is it?
Because they block everything they can block. It's like they're so block happy right now.
Okay. All right.
I guess so. That's their new thing.
All right. I don't have a comment about that. If they do it with everybody across the board, then all right. They do it with everybody across the board. It's whatever. But still, I mean, I just find it very interesting that it took a little while for us to find out who he was. And I don't know, now I don't know what the coverage is on the left about him.
Well, I looked on Twitter really quick, and all the people that I follow on the right are like, why is no one on the left talking about this?
Okay, well, then they're not talking about it. Yeah, because earlier this morning they weren't, but I haven't watched the news in the past like 3 or 4 hours. So yeah. I don't know, like I was thinking to myself, well, maybe they will start talking about it, but you know, all I heard this morning was Nancy Pelosi was saying stuff like, you know, this is a threat to our democracy.
Oh, God.
And stuff like that. You know, the typical stuff, right? It's horrible what this guy did. And but it's, you know, there was a question that came up this morning, which I thought was really interesting. There's this dichotomy, right, with the left, where they're calling for defunding of the police. Mm. And yet then they have the Capitol Police. And now they're talking about beefing up the Capitol Police.
Huh.
Well, it's, yeah, right. It's a strange dichotomy, right? Because you've got police for us and then police for, you know, members of Congress and whatnot, right? So is there a differentiation?
Well, and they also have a wall. Right.
Right.
They
right.
get a wall to protect right. them because apparently walls work mm-hmm. when it comes to protecting the Capitol, not so much the rest of us losers. Right.
So, I mean, there is this strange dichotomy happening where mm-hmm. it's like, you know, it's like they should have more security than like a regular person.
Yeah.
When we actually pay for that security.
Right.
Right. So it brings up a lot of conversations, you know, what's been happening. It's a horrible, horrible thing what happened, but all these are conversations that we need to have because, mm-hmm. you know, you have people on the left who are calling for the police to be defunded and they are demonizing the police, but yet they're also in the same paragraph, they're saying stuff like, hey, listen, we need to beef this up or I'm going to, you know, I'll say the Capitol Police are, we should honor them. It's like, well, pick a freaking lane.
I know. They can't. They are constantly twisting themselves into these impossible pretzels. It's so typical.
Hey, we're the chicks. We're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to tell you that I did see a headline about Cher because you know how Cher writes crazy crap on Twitter? Cher wrote on Twitter that she wishes she would have been present at the scene when George Floyd died under the knee of Derek Chauvin because she feels like she could have made a difference.
What would she have done?
Well, she would have probably done that thing that you do and said, stop.
Stop. If hey, I could turn back time. That's what she would have done. She would have done that.
She just really feels like she could have done something to help you guys.
My God. I will say, though, Cher is a freak of nature. But have you ever seen her mother?
The fact that her mom is alive and kicking right. and looks better than her than Cher.
She looks better than Cher.
I mean, it's amazing.
If you guys have never seen Cher's mother, just look her up. Like, just Google Cher's mother.
I'm going to do it right now.
Do it.
I
mean, I know we're not supposed to do visual things in our podcast. Again. Sorry, Rich. This is important, Rich. We're looking up Cher's mom.
Okay, look. Now, that's
you guys,
cute.
I'm serious. If you've never seen her, she's a freak. Like, I don't understand how can she look like this? She's like 90. Okay,
can you see that?
Yeah, she's like 90.
She's ageless.
I'm not even kidding you. She's in her 90s.
Look at that. That's not even right.
That's not right.
That is 90 something.
How do you do that? How do you do that? I mean,
well,
like, that's
surgery.
That can't just
like
be
that's surgery.
Yeah, but most surgeons make you look like a tiger.
I know, but she's
like
got
a
really good surgeon. 94.
Holy crap. Like, What is
How
that?
How did that even happen? Oh, my like, God.
She's constantly looking at her mom going, Mom, if I could turn
back time. You have turned back time. That's what she's saying to her mom. Right. You have turned back time.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else? Do we have anything else going
well,
on?
Well, yes. Okay. So you know how the Major League Baseball has decided to move out of, like, have their whatever it is that they're having, their tournament, their games. I don't know, because I don't care about baseball.
Right.
They're
right.
hightailing it out of Georgia because everyone keeps lying about this whole election bill. It is making me crazy.
Right.
All the lies and about it.
No one will read the bill.
Not yeah, because people keep saying, oh my God, people are going to starve and not get water in line. You guys, that is a lie. It is a lie. Right. And the same rules exist in other states, including freaking Joe Biden's home state of Delaware.
Right.
This is crazy.
Right.
This is crazy.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's like, it's kind of like it goes around the world. It's a lie. You know, everybody would be like, oh God, it's kind of like the telephone game. And
yeah.
then it's like putting the toothpaste back in the tube. People are just going to think what they're going to. They're going to believe the lie before they actually read the truth, right?
And they keep doubling down on it. I mean, it's mm-hmm. absolutely insane. So
I
guess Tucker, like, lit up the Coke CEO about this whole thing, too, because Coke is, like, speaking out against Georgia. It's so dumb because the Coke CEO is a Brit. And so Tucker was like, we haven't listened to you people since 1776. Get back in your lane.
You know what? This is the thing. It's like all of these CEOs, what they're doing is they're caving to the woke mob. This is
yeah.
what they're doing. That's all they're doing is they refuse to go, you know what? Screw you. It's just another example of these stupid CEOs. They have no balls. They have zero balls.
They don't have any.
And they're afraid of the mob, and they won't stand up to the mob. And that's really unfortunate. That's unfortunate. These CEOs have a lot of money, but no balls.
And they do get a lot of pressure. So, for example, Keith Olbermann, who is still a thing.
Oh,
that
my
exists.
God.
I know.
It's almost Easter. Why do you have to bring him up?
Well, because now it's not enough for him that Major League Baseball has made this decision. Now he is demanding that the Masters from in Augusta, like he already accepts the fact that they're not going to move that because it's inextricably linked. Augusta and the Masters is a thing, right?
Right.
But he is now saying that the very name of the Masters, because of that word, harkens back to slavery,
it's racist.
It's unacceptable.
It's racist.
Can you even?
Yeah. Keith Olbermann, like, when did he go crazy?
Oh, my God. He's always been crazy.
Was he always? Because I feel like a long time ago. Remember? He was like, he had a moment on ESPN where he actually was, like, he was kind of funny.
About sports.
Right.
Like, when he actually did his real job, it was fine.
I'm talking about back in, like, the early 80s and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm talking way back, you guys. There was a time. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when he was kind of, like, somewhat normal in the head, and then something snapped.
Yeah, it did, and he just lost all control.
That guy went completely batshit. Like,
boycott the Masters. Not only has Major League Baseball unexpectedly done exactly the right thing by moving its All-Star game out of Atlanta, but it has just
out of Atlanta.
But see, he's talking about it on Twitter.
He's
you
just
guys should go look
insane.
At it.
Insane. Like, even the way that he talks, out of Atlanta.
I know. He's awful.
God, he's just crazy.
Awful. Anyway, so this is the new thing, right? Because now realtors aren't allowed to say master bedroom or master bath. It has to be primary bedroom.
My realtor said master bath.
Really?
Yes, she did.
Okay, good. So there are some realtors that are going to push back, and that's a good thing because this
yeah.
is ridiculous.
You know, and the people who bought my house were freaking conservative. So they didn't have a problem with it.
Can you imagine, like, somebody falling in love with a house and then being like, well, but the realtor said this is a master bedroom, so we can't move into it.
We just need
to push back.
This house is racist. I feel like the framing and the house itself is just racist. I don't know. I get the vibe. I feel like it is. I feel like it's
this
racist.
Is just so dumb.
It's like, no.
And again, what are you going to do with your you know, your graduate degree? What are you supposed to call that?
I don't know. It's useless, but I don't. I mean, that's what I call it. Just on a day-to-day basis, I normally just call it useless. But I don't know. I don't know what to call a master's degree anymore. What do you guys think I should call my master's degree?
Because it's the same. I mean, it means that you have mastered a set of skills. That's what that means. Why are we even making this a thing?
Open borders are inhumane, and Joe Biden's immigration policies are already causing huge problems. I'm Sarah Carter. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show as I bring my experience and expert guests to discuss this crisis and more. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys, it's Diet Pepsi. It's not somebody, let me just tell you, I've been working since like 6 this morning. I'm loopy. Don't I get kind of punchy sometimes? I think they're used to seeing me in the morning. I think that's why. I'm a little punchy. Yeah, that's what it is. You know what? Somebody said that we need to do a meet and greet in Indiana before I go to Texas, because I go to Texas in May. And so somebody was like, hey, they should do a meet and greet in Indiana before I leave.
That would be amazing. But those take planning.
I know. Well, we can't just show up.
I can't even see you in the next couple of weeks. You're like, I can't see you. I'm sorry. I'm too busy. And you're talking about trying to see everybody else. No,
I know. Because like next weekend we were supposed to do girl time, weren't we? And I was I don't think I can do it because it's like because in 2 weeks we get kicked out of this house because I'm renting this house. I now it's not even my house anymore. Like I rent it from the people who now own it.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
And then you're going to have to move into like a little apartment and you want to try to plan an actual gathering in the midst of your move.
Well, I mean, I figured we could just show up at a bar somewhere.
That's what you said the last time. And then remember, we had to rent out a country club.
That's right. We did have to do that. I wish there was somebody who was an event planner who could just plan it for us and we could just show up.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Because neither one of us event plans.
No.
Like, there are elements of that in my actual day job, event planning, and I'm like, I can't do it. Like, there are so many women that I work with who just love doing that stuff. And they're like, oh my God, we have to get these color coordinated balloons that go here. And I'm like, I can't do this. I can't.
I cannot.
Right.
I cannot deal.
Can't do any of that
stuff. Okay, you guys, I have to show you the greatest TikTok ever.
Can't wait to see it. She's been talking. She keeps saying this is the greatest one ever, but I feel like she says it all the time.
No, this is my favorite. This really is. It's the greatest because I actually wanted to just play it at my husband's face this morning when I woke up first and I thought, and then I wanted to play it in his face. And then I thought this would be the best alarm clock in the history of ever. Hide your kids, hide your wife. Cause there's cussing in it.
There's cussing in this. So make sure that your kids and your wives and your dogs are not here.
It's just my favorite thing. So this is a new way to wake up. So if you can make this your alarm somehow, this is how everybody should wake up. Are you ready?
She's so tickled. Okay.
Get the fuck out of bed, bitch. Go. Get the fuck out of bed, bitch. Go.
Oh my God. Tell me this is not the greatest thing you've ever seen.
Oh my God. You have to send it to me immediately. You have to send that to me immediately.
Okay, for everybody that wants, because I always forget to give credit to people, and then they're like, where did you get that? So here's what you look up.
What's his name?
It's Mark with a C, M-A-R-C. Rebellet, R-E-B-I-L-L-E-T, and it's called Get the Fuck Out of Bed, Bitch, Go. And it is my favorite thing. Can you imagine that, like, just being your alarm clock? Like, in the morning, all of a sudden, there's just this voice that says, Get the fuck out of bed, bitch, go.
you would be like, you'd be like dancing.
Oh, yeah, I would love it.
And I'd be like, shut up. That is rude. This is the difference between you and me. Bring it in, everybody. Bring it in. Have a wonderful, wonderful day tomorrow. We love you guys. Mwah.